Well, good evening. My name is Adrian Watts. I'm one of the leaders of Trinity Church, and I'd love to add my welcome to you here this evening. It's really great to have you all with us. One feature of Christmas is nostalgia. Whether it be decorating our houses with old baubles and paper chains, the family tradition of playing charades after Christmas dinner, or the TV we watch, whether it's The Snowman, It's a Wonderful Life, or Home Alone. Well, we're going to have a moment of nostalgia now as we look back at one of the classic Christmas adverts that hit our screens back in 2011. Well, this is one of the great John Lewis Christmas adverts. At the time, it cost £6 million to make, and starred the seven-year-old Lewis McGowan. The advert was a big hit because it touched people. Some have not been able to say why, but others have said that the commercial captures the beauty of giving. You know, you think that the boy is waiting to open his own presents, and the cover of the Smith song, "Please, Please, Please, Let Me Get What I Want," sort of leads us down that road. But the twist at the end is that we find that he is waiting to give a gift to his parents. Now, to be fair, it's not everyone's cup of tea. You might think that the ad is a bit sickly sweet, or that it's flawed. How did the kid afford a gift from John Lewis? I mean, what kind of pocket money was he on? And what kid gets up as late as 8 o'clock on Christmas morning? Now, if that's you, then fair enough. And I wonder if you're happy to run with a more general point, that giving can be a beautiful thing. For example, what about when a man and woman give themselves to one another in marriage on their wedding day? Or when a soldier gives his life on the battlefield for his country? Or when a boy gives a bone marrow transplant for his little brother in intensive care? Or when a daughter gives up her career to look after her aging mother in her own home? They're all things that we consider to be beautiful. But why is that? Why is giving beautiful? I mean, what is particularly beautiful about giving as opposed to something else? For example, what if the commercial were to end with the boy just waking up on Christmas morning and opening all his presents like we might expect? Why is that not such a beautiful ending? Or what if the commercial were to end with the boy tearing open all of his presents, then sitting on his bed, playing his computer game, stuffing his face with chocolate? Why is that not such a beautiful ending? Or what if the commercial were to end with the boy opening all his presents and then having a tantrum and jumping up and down and shouting at his parents, "These are not the presents that I want"? Why do we find that not beautiful, but ugly? One way that people try and understand the world is that they think that what you see is what you get. That the only thing that matters is matter. And this way of thinking is called materialism. It's a very popular way of thinking and living, and you can see it in the way that people give themselves to the collection of possessions. From clothes to phones and laptops, from cars and toys to houses. But if that's the right way to think about the world, then why is giving so beautiful? If life is really all about collecting things, then why do we value giving something away so much? It doesn't make sense, does it? If materialism was right, wouldn't it be better to receive, or even to take, and so grow our collection of possessions? One of the things that we are persuaded of at Trinity Church is that only the God of the Bible gives a satisfactory answer to a question like this. Why is giving beautiful? Giving is beautiful because it reflects a giving God. At the heart of the universe is a relational God. God is not an impersonal force like electricity. Neither is God a lonely figure wandering the universe. Rather, God exists as three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. And because God is three persons, there is relationship between them. And they relate to each other in a giving way. They give glory and honour and respect to each other. You know, it's not a relationship where the Father is trying to draw attention to himself and then the Son is trying to draw attention to himself. They point to one another. They give to one another. And when the beauty of that eternal relationship is reflected in our human relationships, that is when we go, wow. That is why giving is beautiful. The beauty we see in human giving is a reflection of a giving God. But that's not all. As we read the Bible, we find that the way that God relates to us is also a giving relationship. The Bible speaks in many ways that he gives to us. He gives us life and breath. He gives rain. He gives us food. He gives us families, the gift of a husband or wife, children. In fact, every good thing we have is from God. We have already received so much from God, if we acknowledge it or not. But of all the gifts that God gives us, there is one gift that is his most beautiful gift. The gift of his Son, Jesus. I wonder, if you're able, would you turn back with me in the service sheets to the last passage from the Bible that was read by Matt? It's from Luke's Gospel. Now, Luke's Gospel is one of the four accounts that we have of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And Luke actually tells us at the beginning of his Gospel that he was careful to speak to eyewitnesses and research everything concerning Jesus, so his readers could be sure that what he has written is true. In other words, Luke is good history and is the place to go if we want to understand this gift of Jesus this Christmas. Now, the passage is printed for you on your sheets, and it's at the point in Luke's Gospel where Jesus he's already been born, okay? And now God sends an angel, a heavenly messenger, to some nearby shepherds to tell them the significance of what has happened. And there are two things for us to understand about the gift of God's Son. The first is that God gives a good gift. Have a look at what the angel says. And let's read again from sentence 8. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, For behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. This heavenly messenger wants us to know that the gift of God's Son is good news because he is a good gift. Many of us will have heard something of the damage that religion can cause, whether it's wars stemmed from great intolerance towards other people, or cults with its brainwashing and manipulation and deceit. Maybe you've experienced something of the pain of this firsthand. But the gift of Jesus is not something to be worried or frightened by. He is a good gift. Some of us are naturally suspicious that anybody would want to do us any good. Interestingly, when the advert first came out, people speculated what was in the box that the boy gave his parents. Some suggested it was a nice present. But others suggested it was empty. Still others suggested that it contained a horse's head. It matters, doesn't it? What makes giving beautiful is not just the act of giving, but the gift itself. And the angel wants to reassure us that the gift of God's Son is a good gift, and he is to be a cause of great joy. I want you to get a sense of that here this evening. That's why we want to sing songs. That's why there's chocolates on your table. There'll be slices of Christmas cake to eat afterwards. Tonight is a celebration because God has given us a good gift. That is why Jesus is something that you don't want to miss out on. Well, why is the gift of God's Son so good? Well, the second thing that the angel says is that God gives a saviour. Look again with me at sentence 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a saviour, who is Christ the Lord. God gives a saviour. Now, the idea of a saviour implies that we need to be saved from something. And that might be a surprise to some of us here tonight, that we're in danger and that there is something that we need to be saved from. But it's possible, isn't it, to have a problem that you don't know about until somebody tells you. Thankfully, the Bible is straight with us. And I hope you don't mind me being straight with you now. The problem we've got is relational. We've made a mess of our relationship with God. I wonder what you would think about a child who opens his gifts at Christmas without ever acknowledging the giver, but just goes off to play with the toys as if they were theirs by right. Now, that kind of selfish, ungrateful, entitled attitude can be very ugly. Yet the Bible speaks in this way about the way we have treated God. We've taken all the things that he's given us without living as though they're from him. Our relationship breakdown with God has very serious consequences: death and judgment. The reason that the shepherds were terrified when the angel appeared is because they thought that God had come to execute this judgment. But although God will come to judge, he came first to save. And the angel tells us that that baby in the manger was that saviour. But the extraordinary thing is that the way that he saved was by living the perfect life and then giving up his life to death on the cross. His rescue works as a swap between people like us. He offers to take the consequences that we deserve for our broken relationship with God and to give us in exchange his right relationship with God. One of the beautiful things about this gift is that it is so undeserved. One New Testament writer puts it like this: God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. But as I finish, what then is the real meaning of Christmas? It is not giving is better than receiving. That's not the message tonight. Rather, the reason that we appreciate the beauty of giving is because it reflects the beauty of a giving God and of all the things that God gives us. His most beautiful gift is the gift of his Son. The spotlight is on him. Now, God doesn't just want us to think about the gift of his Son this Christmas. He wants us to respond, to turn back to him as the one who provides everything for us, and to receive from him the gift of his Son and the salvation that he brings. It's interesting that the advert was actually called The Long Wait. The boy had to wait what seemed like a lifetime before he was able to give the gift he so wanted to give. And this long wait finds a certain parallel with the storyline of the Bible. Prior to Jesus' birth, there had been thousands of years of waiting, of receiving the promises of God, but not yet the fulfillment of them. But when the message of the shepherds was received, the message that the shepherds received was, Jesus has now come. The long wait is over. This isn't just a message for the shepherds. This is a message for us, to you and me, all of us now. The gift has been given. Jesus is here. And what this means is we are the privileged ones, because that which was anticipated for so long has now come. The only thing that's left for us to do is to take advantage of the gift that has been given. And it would be peculiar, given such an offering of a generous gift, that we do not accept it with the joy that it deserves. God has given his Son, and he is the Saviour of the world. If you would like to know more about God's good gift of his Son, Jesus, there are a number of ways that we might be able to help you. The first is to join our course, The God Who Makes Himself Known. It's an introduction to the Bible. We're increasingly finding that people haven't really read the Bible before, and the place to understand the Christian message and who Jesus is to go back to reading the Bible. And the course will introduce you to the message of the Bible and the God who makes himself known. You can sign up for the course by filling one of the cards on your tables and handing it to the stewards on your way out. Another possibility would be to pick up a copy of the book, Reflection, Made to Be Like Him. And this book is, well, it's starting a bit further back, so that before you even start reading the Bible, you might have questions as to whether Christianity is credible and worth a look. It covers four topics: love, justice, science, and suffering. And in each case, it shows that the things that we can hold so dear can only be accounted for by the God who is Trinity. You can pick up a free copy at the back. It's also available as an audiobook on our church website. So there's the course, there's the book, and then finally, you might like to try us one Sunday at Trinity Church Bradford. We meet every Sunday, 10:30, at the Midland Hotel in town. For more details, just check out our website. Well, thank you very much for listening, and in a moment we're going to sing our next carol. O come, all ye faithful.